但是我们今天很多人听得进去。
But today a lot of us can really accept this.
好的弟兄姊妹见面的时候就谈话了。
When we meet some brothers and sisters, we talk to each other.
好多年没有见了。
I haven't seen you for a long time.
过去几年怎么样啊？
How was your past years?
感谢主啊，结婚了。
Thank God I'm married.
生了两个宝宝了。
Two children.
好不好啊？好乖呀。
They're so nice.
做事顺利不顺利啊？
How is your business?
这个 boss 对我很好啊。
The boss is very nice to me.
赚钱也很多了。
I earned quite a lot of money.
买了新的房子了。
New houses.
感谢主啊，给你这么大恩典啊。
Thank God for all the blessing.
神真是大大祝福你啊。
God really blessed you.
那么如果碰到另外一个弟兄呢？
If you meet another brother,
看见还是跟做学生的时候差不多的样子。
He looks similar to the way he, when he was a student.
还是单身汉一个。
Still single.
那么样子穷酸样子。
Looks sort of poor.
这个人怎么搞的，神不祝福他呢？
How come God doesn't bless that person?
这个人怎么搞的，一直不蒙恩典呢？
Why the blessing doesn't come to him?
你看我们把这个恩典就当作物质是一回事情。
So we think materialism and the blessing are one thing.
这样子的恩典不信主的人可以得着。
All this blessing, even non-Christians can have it.
最有钱的人是最蒙神恩典的人。
Then the richest person will be the favored person of God.
最穷的人是最不蒙恩典的人。
And the poorest person will displease to God.
那这是一个多么普遍的观念在基督徒的里面。
How common this idea exists in Christians.
那这里呢，预伯记要把我们这种观念打破过来，让我们知道这预伯的观念才是正确的。
So this, through this book, God wants us to change our attitude, use Job's
那么在这三个朋友对约伯的这个影响里头
all the three friends influence to Job,
我们可以说这个以利法的影响力是最大。
We know the greatest was Eliphaz's talk.
因为在他里面有一样东西是别的两个朋友所没有的。
There's one thing in his life is not existing in the other friends talking.
那就是他有属灵的启示。
Because he had spiritual revelation.
那我们看看他这个启示是多么的真实。
Let's see how true his revelation was.
那第四章，我们来看一看这个第十二节练起。
In chapter 4, verse 12.
我们练到第二十一节。
Read until to the end.
一起练。我暗暗的得了默示，我也耳朵也听见其细微的声音。在思念夜中异象之间，世人沉睡的时候，恐惧战惊临到我身，使我百骨打颤。有灵从我面前经过，我身上的毫毛直立，那灵停住，我却不能辨其形状。有影像在我眼前，我在静默中听见有声音说，逼死的人岂能比神公义吗？人岂能比造他的主洁净吗？主不信靠他的臣仆，并且指他的使者为愚昧，何况那住在土房、根基在尘土里被蠹虫所毁坏的人呢？早晚之间就被毁灭，永归无有，无人理会。他帐篷的神说，岂不从中抽出来呢？他死且是无智慧而死。那我们注意他这个意象的真情是到这个十七节为止。
The description of his vision stopped at verse 17.
那么十八节呢，一直到末了是他的运用这个意象在约伯的身上。
From verse 18 to 21, he applies this vision to use to advising Job.
有好多人觉得这个以利法见的异象好像是见了魔鬼。
Some think the vision Eliphaz had as if he has seen Satan.
因为有这么可怕的情景。
Because it sounds so terrible.
但是我个人觉得不是如此。
But I don't think so.
差不多每一个人见到神的异象都是有一种敬畏的态度。
Every one of us see the vision of God always have a.
那么对于以利法这样一个人，我相信不会有一个从魔鬼来的异象。
I know a person like Eliphaz, he will not take a vision from Satan.
那么这整个的异象的题目，中心的内容是什么呢？
was the crucial point in this vision.
那就是让以利法知道神的那个崇高和圣洁。
That to make Eliphaz know that God is the ultimate God, the highest and holy.
那这个使得以利法对于神有一种敬畏的心。
So that he fears God and reverent God.
那这是很好的。
That was good.
但是呢，在以利法的运用里头却贬低人的一文不值，这是错误的。
But in his application, he abases human.
那这是这个片面的来解释一个意象。
It's just explain the vision with the incomplete explanation.
我们知道这位神的确是崇高，是圣洁的。
We know our God is most high and he was holy.
但是他喜悦住在世人之间。
But he desired to dwell among men.
他不贬低人的价值。
He doesn't despise man.
什么人贬低人的价值呢？
Who are the ones who usually despise man?
这是魔鬼和人的自己。
It's Satan and man himself.
这一个约伯被这样一个错误的运用，当然他是不能接受。
Because Eliphaz was confused with this idea.
那么我们看见约伯他在这一个错误的教导之下能够站立得住，实在是一个属灵的智慧。
Job can still stand after this wrong teaching.
那么这个以利法他教训的第三个错误在什么地方呢？
What's the third mistake Eliphaz had?
就是他不知道这个种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆的道理。
He doesn't know the principle of whatever you sow, you also reap.
就是在我们今天这个现实的社会里，不能够普遍的加以解释。
We cannot explain it with our present generation.
在永恒的角度里，这一个原则是对的。
This principle is true for long term.
但是在今天这个世界里头，很多现象不是一时能够用属灵的原则解释的。
But at this present time, a lot of phenomena we cannot explain with this principle.
所以我们要分别现象和那个实质的问题。
So we have to see some of the phenomena and what is the entity.
这是我们也需要学习的一点。
We have to learn this.
好多人我们看见他信心的结果是非常的好，我们说这个人大有信心。
We see somebody has a lot of result from his faith. We said he really is a man of faith.
那些结果都是我们喜欢的。
The result was something we really liked.
譬如说但以理的三个朋友被丢在烈火窑里。
For instance, three friends of Daniel were thrown in the fire.
结果呢？在火窑里面有四个人行走。
While they were walking in fire, there was four men.
那以后呢？从火窑里头跑出来，衣服也没有烧掉，头发也没有烧掉。哎呀，我们这里看信心是多么的奇妙。
And when they came out from the furnace, their hair, neither the hair nor clothes was damaged.
他们真是大有信心的人。
Because they are indeed men of faith.
请问弟兄姊妹，如果丢在火窑里烧死的，有没有信心？
Dear brothers and sisters, if they were thrown in the furnace and he died, do you think he had faith?
一样的，也有信心。
Of course he had faith.
那么我们看见这个但以理丢在狮子坑里。
Daniel was thrown in the lion's den.
狮子没有把他咬死。
The lion did not hurt him.
哎呀，我们说你看信心是好像这个刀枪不入的。
We think faith really can resist swords.
那如果但以理丢在狮子坑里，狮子把他咬死了，他有没有信心？
Suppose he was thrown in the lion's den and he was bitten by lion, do you think he has faith?
我们也说这个信心恐怕也没有什么用的。
Maybe we think faith, what's the use of faith?
所以你看见我们对于信心的这个果效常常是很片面的现象来判断来拣选。
So often we judge the value of faith is very fragile.
我们来看看这个也希伯来书第十一章，就可以让我们知道信心在今天这个世界所得到的结果是什么。
If we read Hebrews chapter 11, we can see what is the result of faith.
我们看希伯来书第十一章三十二节练起。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32.
我们就练到第三十九节三十四十节。
We read through verse 40.
我们一起来练。
Let's read together.
我又何必再说呢？ 若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、以弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，驮了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有夫人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。又有人神的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏患难苦害，住在旷野山岭山洞地穴，漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。你看这一段话，显然把信心在今世的后果分为两种不同的情形。
Here, let us see that faith has cannot see the result at this moment.
弟兄姊妹，你是喜欢上面一部分的，还是喜欢下面一部分的
？Brother and sister, do you like the first part or the later part?
我想我们都喜欢上面一部分。
I think we all like the first part.
多么神气啊
！It's very glorious.
啊，制服了敌国
，overcome the enemy.
啊，脱了刀剑的锋刃。
And they escape from the sword.
啊，灭了烈火的猛士。
And they destroy the fire.
堵了狮子的口。
They stop the mouth of the lion.
谁愿意披着绵羊、山羊的皮到处奔跑啊
？Who is willing to put on the sheepskin and goatskin and running around?
谁愿意被石头打死啊
？Who is willing to be stoned?
要我最拣选，最不愿意被锯锯死。
I think if I can choose, I never want to be stoned.
哇，那真是一锯一锯，多么难忍呢！
It's unbearable.
但是这样子一样的是一个有信心的人。
But all these are men of faith.
并且这些人都是世界所不配有的人。
And all these men are not worldly.
所以当我们要去帮助人的时候，我们需要在真理上要多多的有一个健全的认识。
So when we try to help others, first we have to have a true understanding of the truth.
不然的话会是一个很有信心的人，反而从信心的地位上堕落下来。
Otherwise, we will even hurt the faith.
那正好像约伯一样，他会从那个地步退缩下来。
Just like Job, he withdraw from his situation.
那我们现在来看第二个人，比勒达。
Now let us see the second man.
那这一个人呢？在他的为人上，我们看见是与以利法不同的。
In his nature, seemed to be different from Eliphaz.
这个人有比较大的胆量。
He was very bold.
根据一个理论呢，他来大胆的假设。
According to the reasoning, he tried to give a lot of assumption.
很可惜，他们有科学的求证。
Very. Pitifully, they didn't have the scientific method.
那这个胡适说研究科学要大胆假设，然后叫科学的十四句求证，说他们有求证。
Like Mr. Hu said, you have to make a lot of the assumption, then try to prove it, but he didn't.
那我们看他怎么假设呢
？How did he try to give assumptions?
既然他约伯不认自己有罪。
Because Job didn't admit he was sinful.
但是呢，罪与罚也有关系的。
But sin and punishment are so closely related.
那么一定是他儿子有罪。
Must be their children have cursed God.
那我们来看第八章第四节。
Let's read the chapter 8, verse 4.
第八章第四节，或者你的儿女得罪了他，使他受报应。
If your sons sinned against God and he delivered them into the power.
你看是不是跟以利法讲话的态度完全不同
The attitude when he talks is quite different from Eliphaz.
以律法总是暗示啊提醒啊，但这个人呢就开始明显的来定他的罪。
When Eliva talks, he tried to suggesting and to give him hints.
那么他讲话的那个权威根据是什么呢？
What was his authority when he talked?
啊，是完全根据于古人的学说。
He always used what was the teaching in the old time.
那请看第八章第八节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 8.
请你拷问前代，追念他们的列祖所查究的。我们不过从昨天才有，一无所知。我们在世的日子好像影儿。
Please inquire of past generations and consider the things searched out by the fathers. But we are only of yesterday and know nothing because our days on earth are as a shadow.
在这个人看起来，人类的一切都是退化。
According to him, everything is declining.
那学问这些东西呢，在古人的时代早已经拔擢得干干净净。
All the knowledge has already discovered in the past.
我今世代的人是一无所知。
And the people of present time, they really know nothing.
古早的人的生活是很有内容的。
The life of the old time really have a rich content.
我们新时代的人呢，生活如同影子，是虚空的。
But our life at present time is just like a shadow.
啊，这一个人呢，是完全的从古派。
He is a person really favored old.
啊，觉得我们今天的人是一钱不知。
And despise the present.
所以他的言论呢，都是根据古人的学说来教导约伯。
So all his teaching is based upon the old teachings.
那么在这说话的这个语气里面，就认为他的话是有无上的权威。
So when he talks as if he has great authority.
那么这个是今天很多人辩论的时候常用的一种方法。
This is the way many of us often use.
我们讲道的人有时候也喜欢用这个办法。
The preacher often used it too.
一下是孔夫子是这样说，苏格拉底这样说。
We often say what Confucius said, what Socrates said.
可以证明我是个博学多才的人，话语里头有料。
To prove that I know a lot, I really have a lot of material to talk.
实际上是在那卖弄自己。
Actually, is trying to show ourselves.
那么他所讲的这些话语里面，仍然是直接的要约伯认罪。
In all his talking, he just urged Job to acknowledge his sins.
那么在他的第一次言论没有达到功效的时候
，When he failed on his first talking,
你看他第二次讲话与第一次就大大的退步了。
And second time when he talked to Job was really getting worse.
啊，第十八章
，Chapter 18。
我们看第十八章讲话，他并没有什么新的古人的道理。
When he talks here, he didn't have any new knowledge from the old.
因为他引证的那些古人的话都已经引证完了。
Because he has used all the teachings of the old.
那么他的亮光已经分解清楚了。
He already revealed all his revelations.
没有新鲜的亮光。
No new things.
所以就把那种罪与罚的关系重复的来述说一遍。
And he emphasized the relationship between sin and punishment.
不过就是把那一个恶有恶报讲得更加严重一点。
He emphasized that evil has evil recompense.
那很多这里的话都是要刺激约伯而讲出来的。
All his words to try to stimulate Job.
所以从这里讲起来，我们发现他这个用心不是很良善。
We know his motive was not very good.
啊，我们请看第八节的二十一节，好像他在约伯的伤口倒盐这样的味道。
From verse 8 to verse 21 seems to he was rubbing the sore.
啊，我们请看第八节的二十一节，我们一起来念。
Verse 8 through 21.
因为他被自己的脚陷入网中，走在残人的网罗上。圈套鼻套住他的脚跟，机关必擒护他，活扣在为他藏在土内，祭判为他藏在路上，四围的荆棘要使他害怕，并且追赶他的脚跟，他的力量必因饥饿衰败， 祸患要在他旁边等候，他本身的肢体要被吞食，死亡的长者要吞食他的肢体，他要从所依靠的帐篷被拔出来，带到惊吓的王那里。不熟他的必住在他的帐篷里，硫磺必撒在他所住之处，下灭他的根本要枯干，上边他的枝条要剪除，他的纪念在地上必然灭亡，他的名字在街上也不存留。他必从光明中被撵到黑暗里，必被赶出世界，在本民中必无子无孙，在寄居之地也无一人存留。以后来的要惊奇他的日子，好像以前去的受了惊慌，不义之人的住处总是这样，实乃不认识神之人的地步。
你看这里讲到这个恶有恶报啊，好像完全是针对着约伯的处境而发的。
He talked that evil has evil recompense. Everything is trying to attack Job.
那讲到这个人的祸患，一波未平，一波又起。
He reminded him he has four evils come one after another.
讲到这个人身上有很多古怪的毛病。
He talked about he has peculiar diseases.
讲到这个人有饥饿、贫穷一贫如洗。
And talk about his famine and his hunger.
并且遭受到天上硫磺的火来把他烧灭。
Even the brimstone come to consume him.
并且这样的人呢，绝子绝孙。
And without children.
你说约伯听见气不气？
How do you think Job felt when he heard it?
所以在这样的话里面，难怪得约伯他有很厉害的反抗。
No wonder Job respond very strongly.
那么第三次呢，到底彼得达在讲什么呢？
When he talked the third time, what did Bildad talk?
你明显看见他的话的分量是越来越轻。
You see that his emphasis was lighter and lighter.
最后连恶有恶报他也讲不出来了。
At last, he could not explain what evil has evil recompense.
他只强调一件事，神是可怕的。
He only emphasized one thing, God is terrible.
所以你不能够反抗他。
You cannot reject
him. 你这个态度就是不对。
Your attitude is
wrong. 你该罚。
You deserve to be punished.
甚至很严重的来警告他。
Very seriously, he gave him warning.
我们看第二十五章。
Let's see chapter 25.
第二十五章是很短的一段话。
It's a short chapter.
那苏亚人彼得大回答说，神有治理之前有威严可威，他在高处施行过和平，他的诸君岂能算数，他的光亮一发谁不蒙照呢？这样在神面前人怎能称义，夫人所生的怎能够洁净，在神眼前月亮也无光，星宿也不洁净，何况如虫如蛆如虫的人，如蛆的世人。
从这个话你晓得他慢慢要想打退堂鼓，我以此来作为他没有错的遮盖。
After these words, he tried to retreat from Job.
那么在这个比勒达的回话里面，我们可以加以批判。
But in his talking, we can try to discuss something.
一个人要做一个保守的人，是应该有一定的分寸。
If we want to be conservative, we have to have our limits.
好多时候来我们在教会里面以为保守就是纯正。
Sometimes we think if we are conservative, that's right.
所以我们常说这个人是个保守派，哎呀很好，信仰纯正。
If we say somebody is a conservative attitude, we say that's good.
那有很多时候来一些古早的东西是需要保守，但有些是需要修正。
Sometimes the old teachings are correct. We need to keep it, but some need to be corrected.
对，这是一个很需要有的属灵智慧。
So this is a necessary spiritual wisdom.
我们要常常祷告，要保守该保守的。
We have to pray God and keep what we should keep.
但是我们要求给我们智慧，能够修改应该修改的。
But we ask God to give us wisdom to correct what need to be corrected.
能够把这两样分别出来，才能够使我们在神的手中成为合用的器皿。
If we can distinguish this, then we can be used vessels.
那么在约伯的这个反应里面，所以他一直强调他是一个没有罪的人。
But in Job's response, he always insists that he is sinless.
那么我们从他的回答彼得达的话里面看见他有许许多多的牢骚发了出来。
And when he answered Bildad, he really have a lot of complaints.
那这是由于彼得达的话所戳神的。
Because Bildad's talking was offending.
啊，我们要快快的讲说法这个人的情境。
We have to quickly talk about Sofa this person.
好像三个人讲话越讲是越没有分量。
The three person one after another, the last one is. Not very strong.
以利法是暗示。
Eliphaz, he was suggesting.
那这个比勒达是假设。
Bildad, he has a lot of assumption.
说法呢是直接的定罪。
And Sofa was just frank, straightforward.
并且呢认为这个罪所定的还比较太轻一点。
And he think he'scondemnation is too light for Job to take.
并且他还对于约伯这个人加以谩骂，加以这个讥笑。
And he also scold him and smack him.
那我们来看第十一章。
Let's see chapter 11.
第五节。
Verse 5.
练到第六节。
5 and 6.
我们一起来练。唯愿神说话，愿他开口攻击你，并将智慧的奥秘指示你。他有诸般的知识，所以当知道，神追讨你，比你的罪孽该得的还少。他嫌神罚得太轻。
He think God gave him punishment much less than he deserved.
我不知道魔鬼都没有办法了，说法还有什么办法？
If Satan couldn't do anything, how much Sofa could do?
所以在他看起来，约伯是一个罪大恶极的人。
According to Sofa, Job was really a sinful man.
这是一个多么错误的判断。
How wrong this was.
那么他怎么样来责备、来侮辱约伯呢？
How did he insulting Job?
我们来看第十一节和第十二节。
Let's read verse 11 and 12.
一起念。
Read together.
他本知道虚妄的人，人的罪孽，他虽不留意，凡事无所不见。空虚的人却毫无知识。人生在世，好像野驴的蹄子。就骂约伯头脑又空，脾气又硬，好像个驴子一样。
He scold Job that he was empty in his mind and also bad temper just like a donkey.
那么在他发言的那个根据里面的情形是怎样呢？
What was his foundation of his talking?
他是以自我权威的姿态来教导约伯。
He talk as if he is with authority.
那么因此他认为他就是一个家长，就是一个好的老师，约伯应该听从。
You think he is the leader and he is a good teacher. Job should listen.
这种人是最没有料的人。
We know this kind of man is really have nothing.
这种人常常都以虚张声势来压服别人。
He always talk very fiercely to try to scare people.
你看两个人吵架，声音大的人一定没有道理。
When you see two people fight to each other, if the One is loud in voice, he must be the one is not right.
就是想以权力来压服对方。
He like to overcome the other with authority.
所以约伯对这个人也毫不客气。
Job was not polite to him either.
在三个人里面，约伯对他是最凶的。
Job was treating him not politely.
约伯怎么样子来回答他呢？
How did he answer him?
我们来看看第十二节。十二章。
Let's read chapter 12.
我们一起来读第一节，练到第八节，第九节。
Verse 1 through 9. Let's read it together.
约伯回答说，你们真是子民呐，你们死亡，智慧也就灭没了。但我有聪明与你一样，并非不及你们。你们所说的谁不知道呢？我这求告神蒙他应允的人，竟成了朋友所讥笑的。 公义完全人尽受了人的讥笑，安逸的人心里藐视灾祸，这灾祸常常等待滑脚的人，强盗的帐篷兴旺，惹神的人稳固，神多将财宝送在他们手中。你且问走兽，走兽必指示你，你又问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟必告诉你，和于地讲话，地必指教你，和海中的鱼也必向你说明。看啊，这一切谁不知道是耶和华手中所造成的呢？好，就念这
啊，在这里约伯就说，你所知道的没有一样我不知道。
Job tell him, everything you know, I know also.
但是有一点你却是不知道。
But one thing you really don't know.
就是你不知道我到底是谁。
You don't know me.
你所知道的实际上非常有限。
What you know is so limited.
那看见强盗兴旺，你就以为神祝福他。
When you see a robber prosper, you think God bless him.
你看见穷人苦了，你就以为神咒诅他。
When you see a poor man suffer, then you think God is cursing him.
你这个人完全是是非不明。
You don't know what is the truth.
你去看一看大自然，很多都可以给你教导。
If you just look at the nature, you will get the teaching.
连飞鸟都可以做你的老师。
Even the birds can teach you.
地上的走兽都可以教导你。
The beast can also teach you.
你看哪一个地方没有弱肉强食这样的现象呢？
Have you seen any, have you found from any other place that the strong one will try to capture the weak?
所以耶和华说，你做一些的话都是毫无意义。
So what you talk is just meaningless.
对于我来说，没有一点的力量。
It's nonsense to me.
那所以下面我们看第十三，他对于说法言论的评价。
In chapter 13, he tried to judge what Sofa taught.
那第十三章第五节。
Verse 5.
第四节第五节，你们是偏造谎言的，都是无用的医生，唯愿你们全然不作声。这就算你们的智慧。那么再看第十二章十二节，十三章十二节。
Verse 12.
你们以为可纪念的箴言是炉灰的箴言，你们以为可靠的尖锐是淤泥的尖锐，你们的话语是毫无价值，如同炉灰一样。
Your words is worthless, just like ashes, clay.
你们以为千古不移的道理啊，根本不攻自破。
Your memorable sayings and proverbs is just no value.
所以他说，你们不准作声，只让我讲话吧。
It's better to keep quiet, let me talk.
啊，最后我们知道这个说法，讲第二次话就讲得很少了。
So in the second talking, he only talked a few words.
第三次就没有话好讲。
He didn't have anything to say for the third time.
因为这个人实在是在三个朋友里面是最比较肤浅的一个。
Because among the three friends, he was the shallow one.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你千万不要看不起说法。
Brothers and sisters, don't despise Sofa.
他在后面里头很多的话还是很宝贝的。
A lot of words he said in the later part is very precious. 不过，因
为他的性格还是分不开。
But it still is associated with his nature.
总喜欢随便定别人的罪。
Always easy to condemn others.
所以你看第二十章讲到最后还是定罪的话。
In chapter 20, he still continued to condemn.
啊，讲了好话之后来定他的罪。
After he talked something good, then condemn him.
那你看这个第二十章啊，这个说法前面讲的话都是一些好像勉励的话。可是到了后面呢，就是要警告约伯，要他小心神更大的祸患要临到他。
The first part he encouraged him, then the later part he giving warnings. You have to be careful. God is going to give great calamities.
啊，时间已经到了，我们就把三个无用的医生稍微加以介绍。
The time is up. I'd like to introduce these useless physicians.
但是他们的热情实在是值得我们效法的。
But their love is really our example.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our hands.
主，我们真是要求你给我们有三个朋友那样子爱朋友的心，爱弟兄的心。我们好多时候来对于弟兄姊妹 特别是落在患难错误里面的弟兄姊妹，采取不闻不问甚至远离的态度，求你怜悯我们，加添我们的爱心。我们也更是求主给我们有属灵的真理，有属灵的认识，让你的话来装备我们，使我们知道怎样用言语扶持那软弱的人，安慰那伤心的人。主啊，我们仰望主你同在，我们求你借着这些约伯记里面的言语，让我们能够常常谨慎自己。我们要感谢赞美你，你是何等注意那些敬畏你的人谈论，把他们的话都放在你的车子上。哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，你是顾念人的神，你是知道人存心的神。求主真是借着这一些，让我们向你坦然，也向着真理大胆，知道怎么样靠着你的恩典做你所喜悦的事。听我们的祷告，奉主的圣名，阿门。约伯和他三个朋友的谈话里面，
From the argument of Job and three of his friends，
我们说过因为他们的态度不同，
Because they had different attitude，
因此结果就不同，
So it brought the different result。
三个朋友在属灵的真理上没有长进，
The three friends in truth they did not understood。
约伯因为一直在那里探讨他受苦的真相，
because Job was continued to seek for the truth why he was suffering，
带着一个诚实的心来面对他所受的问题，
with a honest heart he was searching for the problem of
suffering， 并且一直不忘的要从神那里找到答案，
he never forget that the answer only comes from God。
在这个不断的谈话之中，神就已经开始向他施恩。
From their conversation, the Lord already gradually blessed him.
从这里让我们每一个弟兄姊妹学一个很重要的功课。
So all of us can learn a lesson from it.
属灵的事不要马马虎虎。
Don't take spiritual matters too lightly.
我们好多时候来遇到困难的问题就会埋怨神。
A lot of time when we have problems, we start to complain.
还有一些人就让他过去。
And some others will just let it go.
受苦我们就受苦了，有什么办法？
Well, if the affliction come to us, just take it.
那么如果苦不出来也让我倒霉，苦出来总会出来的。
If I can go through, that's fine. Otherwise, I think I'm going to go through.
你说我有罪吗？我真有罪吗？神就罚我，没有罪你说也没有用。
If you think I have sinned, God will give me punishment. Otherwise,whatever you say doesn't mean anything.
甚至有些人说，你又说我有罪，我就是有罪的，你有什么办法呢？
If you think I'm a sinner, well, what can I do anyway?
那这样的人一定不能在真理上有所长进。
So this kind of person cannot improve in the truth.
我们的神是非常开明的神。
Our God is a God of understanding.
只要是我们带着诚实的心，我们就是有很多的疑问甚至于不满都可以倾倒在他的面前。
Only if we have a sincere heart, even we dissatisfy about his dealings, and he will come to us.
神仍然要赐给他真理的亮光，并且要祝福他。
And he will give us the light of his truth and also bless us.
所以现在我们来看约伯怎么样有一些错误的一些理解被神一一的施恩把它纠正过来。
We want to discuss this afternoon what are the mistakes of Job and how God correct them one by one.
那约伯最初所讲的话是讲什么话呢？
At the beginning, what did Job say?
那就是第三章那里所说的。
That's what said in chapter 3.
就是咒诅他的生日。
He cursed about his own birthday.
他想死。
He wanted to die.
他觉得活着没有意思。
He said it's not meaningful to live.
要问一问我们这里弟兄姊妹，有没有人也曾经想过死？
I'd like to ask you, do any of you sometime think of committing suicide?
曾经想过死的有多少人举举手？
How many of you raise your hand?
哎呀，很多人啊，那请快要走来。为什么觉得要想死活着没有意思呢？
Why do you feel like to die not to live?
我想多半的时候都是不得志的时候。
I think most of the time is the time you don't get what you wanted.
那受苦的时候，
is when you suffer.
那么这与约伯是有点相似。
And Job was similar.
但是你在想死的时候，是不是像约伯一样，在神的面前有个祷告呢？
And when you feel like to die, do you act like Job, still have a heart of praying?
可能很多人就没有了。
Maybe not many of you had that.
你看约伯在这里想到啊、死的问题，他就觉得为什么他会升到地上来？
He thought about death, then he thought, why I have to be born.
他一想到那一天，他心里面就有很大的气愤。
And he thought about this, he was in great anger.
所以就把他的愤怒都倾倒在那一天的事情上。
And he poured all his anger on the day of his birth.
所以说，愿那日变为黑暗。第三章第四节
Chapter 3 verse 4
那愿、第二节愿我生的那日所怀了男胎的那夜都灭没
Verse 3、Let the day perish on which I was、to be born
那一直到后面都把那个愤怒的心情放在他的生日那一天上面
He expressed all his hunger on the day of his birth.
所以我们常常唱那个快乐生日歌呢，它应该是另外一个唱法了。
When we sing the song Happy Birthday, probably he should sing differently.
我们看见那一天生日，实际上不止他一个人。
We saw that day.
不光是他一个人生。
Oh, maybe that day was not、only his birthday.
你觉得那一天不好，别人说我还觉得很好呢。
He feels that day was not good. Maybe somebody else feels it's a good day.
你不要那一天，我还要了。
If you don't want that day, somebody else wants.
但是约伯他就因为自己生在那一天，他就不愿意要那一天。
Because Job cursed that day, he was willing, not willing to accept that day.
在这里你就知道一个受苦的人。脑筋常常不大正常。
So we know a suffering person, his mind is not very normal.
我们常说这想不开，想不开，这就是个意思了。
Why you cannot forget about it?
那因此你要受苦的时候，你要防备你的思想。
So when you are suffering, you have to be careful about your mind.
很多不合理、不正常的思想会出现在你的脑海里。
A lot of unreasonable thoughts can appear.
常常这些思想都是只顾自己不顾别人的。
All the thoughts ordinarily is self-centered.
我们看见不光是约伯如此，另外有一个大先知也是如此。
Not only Job is like that, another prophet was so.
有谁啊
？Who is that？
耶利米。我们看见他的思想比约伯更糟糕。
Elias' thought was even worse than Jacob.
好，我们来看看耶利米二十章。耶利米书二十章。
Jeremiah chapter 20.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
耶利米书第二十章第十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 14
愿我生的那日受咒诅愿我母亲产我的那日不蒙福这跟约伯一样
Cursed be the day when I was born let the day not be blessed when mother bore me
那是十五节就加上一个咒诅
In verse 15 add another curse on it
给我父亲报信的说你得了儿子使我父亲甚欢喜的愿那人受咒诅
Cursed be the man who brought the news to my father.
所以这个报信的人都倒霉了。
So the messenger also was cursed.
那这个话不是一个小孩子说的，是个大先知说的。
This was not said by a child, it's by a prophet.
那实在是错得太离谱了。
Really was a mistake.
但是这竟然是一个事实，并且还写在书上。
But it was a fact and also recorded on the book.
那这是给我们一个受苦的人。一个何等大的提醒
This is a great reminder to us who are suffering
所以你一定要说一些不好听的话呢最好是到神的面前去说
If you want to complain some bad words better go to God
感谢神啊他听了不会生气的
Thank the Lord he never take offense of this
那在这个约伯想到 这个死亡的时候呢，他有一些不正确的思想。
When Job thought about death, he has a lot of mistaken thoughts.
那这一个死亡的问题也是约伯记里面一个很重要的探讨题目。
The problem of death, we can study from this book clearly.
我们看第三章，它是怎样的形容死亡。
In chapter 3, we can see how it describes the death.
那我们可以从第13节念到第19节。
We can read from verse 13 through 19.
这是约伯想到死亡以后的情景。
That's the things will happen after death, Job thought.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
不然我就早已躺卧安睡，和地上为自己重造荒丘的君王谋事，或与有金子与银子装满了房屋的王子一同安息，像隐而未现、不到期而落的胎，归于无有，如同未见光的婴孩，在那里恶人止息困扰，困乏人得享安息，被困的人同得安逸，不听见毒工的声音，大小都在那里，如不脱离主人的辖制。那么这里讲到死亡是怎样一种情景呢？
How does it tell us about death?
那这里还有人生命的存在。
Here still has the existence of life.
所以他不认为人死如灯灭，灯灭就完全消失了。
He doesn't think after you die, you are completely perished.
这是我们差不多每个人共同都相信的。
We all believe this.
但是这个死亡是一个什么样子？死亡呢，却是一个众人和平共存的所在。
He feels that death is everybody can live together peacefully.
所以连老的，连少的。
Old and young,
有钱的，穷人的
，rich and poor,
有地位的，没有地位的
，those in high position and the lowly,
大家都在一起，互相不干涉
，and they all live together peaceful.
这个是不合乎圣经了
，this is not biblical.
因为我们知道死亡以后怎么，却有审判了。
We know after death there is judgment.
这个好的就要得奖赏，坏的就要。